Yo, men! I'm currently projectile vomiting on this statue of the Virgin Mary, y'all! Now, if you're offended by this, or you're too young to see this shit, well, get the hell out of here right now!
Oh, yeah! Welcome to BDRA!
This is show number 19, and I'm your host, Budweiser, and how are you doing, people, listening to BDO Radio? One hell of a show we got for you this time. I felt, you know what, I just released show number 18. I felt I had to at least batch them because I missed a month. So I'm releasing the May show as early as possible. And, man, I'm gonna have some stuff to say. I got some brand new skits to play, and there's a brand new middle segment as well. The show is all brand new to you. Two of the skits are basically restorations of, not like restaurants, but restored material from the good old days, back in the days of bong.dhs.org, when I used to do live shows, I would play a game with the listeners called Make an Advisory. Now, back then, the word advisory meant comedy skit, basically, what I would do is I would improvise a comedy skit directed by the audience. And the scenario for the improvisation was suggested to me by a computer program that I wrote myself that just makes up a bunch of scenarios for improv. And the generator came up with two things. The first skit that you're going to hear after this segment is called French Star Trek, because I wanted to keep it short. It was going to be like 1 mile long if I gave the whole title. So basically, I can't say it all in one sentence. It's a French Captain Kirk who has to... Basically, the scenario was this. French starship captain in a singles bar jumping off rooftops with parachutes to evade police. So I had to do like this French starship captain who would evade police by jumping off a building's rooftop with a parachute. And that was my guideline for the whole skit. Like, the skit had to end with that parachute thing. So I went along with it. It was computer generated and it made no sense, but I managed to put shit together, and the audience basically directed the skit by saying what would happen. For instance, they say at some point Spock comes down and shows you his honey bear bong, and then I immediately did that. So the skit is really messy in that way. The second skit of this show what the fuck is it called again? I mean, I have the name somewhere on this computer, but this one I decided to name its full name. It's a really... it's fucking hilarious just because of the fact that the name is so long. Slaughterhouse worker in a club chugging gasoline. And the full name should be Overly Happy Slaughterhouse Worker in a Club Chugging Gasoline. Now, this one is self-explanatory. I'm not even going to give details. You're going to be blown away. And the third skit of the show was made in studio without this technique. It's the only one of the three that is just brand new and not made with this technique. It's called The Lawnmower Man, and that one will probably traumatize you as well. Quickly, before I'm done with all this show announcing stuff, I gotta say that the middle segment of this show is also brand new. It is a press conference that I did in my own city. I actually did a press conference to, basically, it's dedicated to the inaugural of the SKBA BDO, the Support Kitten Boiling Association by BDO. So I had to do a press conference as I'm basically introducing myself as a new as a new organization, a nonprofit organization, and it's really important to, don't forget you people out there, join the MySpace group Support Kitten Boiling Association by BDO. Join the SKBA BDO. Type in your web browser groups.myspace.com/boilkittens. Yes. Type in that in your web browser. Join in that group. You know what I'm saying? It's really important that this group be supported, and you're going to understand why even more when that press conference plays. It's playing in the second segment of this show. So now I can drift off this topic. I got 10 minutes here in this talk segment, and there's something I want to address. Now, I have this new contact form on bdoradio.com through which people can actually write me messages and contact me via email. Now, I was getting a ton of spam through that, so at some point I was starting to delete them all, basically, because I was just not trusting the entries anymore until I found some fix. So I apply this fix, and at this point I only get the real emails and the real submissions, basically. When you use the contact form, I get your message. But when the spam bot uses my contact form, they don't send shit. Yeah, I found a little trick. Anyways, so looking through these messages, I found one from a really, really, really old acquaintance. This guy's name is Pedge Jameson. Why do I know this guy at all? Well, here's the story. Back then, in the good old days, where I didn't even have affiliations. You know what? Having affiliations might have solved this whole story and not made it happen. Anyway, there was this girl named Vicky who lived in New Jersey. Hey, that rhymes. And she basically was a good person. She liked to listen to the show a lot, and, you know, we'd chat a lot on MSN and stuff. And turns out that one day she decides, hey, I know this great guy in Atlanta, and I'm going to move in with him, and I'm going to chill and stuff like that. And he even does internet radio, yo. So, it turns out that this guy in Atlanta, I believe, I'm not really sure, was Pedge Jameson. I'm sure of the name, I'm sure of the person, I'm just not sure of the location. But Pedge basically had her move in and everything, and this girl was on the radio, Pedge was on the radio. I even had a few chats with Pedge. He seemed like a nice guy. But later on, suddenly I don't hear any of both. I don't hear anything from Pedge, and I don't hear anything from Vicky. So I'm like, what the hell? You know, I have to, I'm doing my fucking radio station, okay? I can't keep track of everybody. I probably got 50 other people I keep in touch with that only listen to my show. Because, well, I try to be nice to my listeners. I try to get in touch with them personally when they do want that kind of extension. I will extend the courtesy of actually having chat on MSN sometimes. Anyways, so I lose track of Vicky, whose nickname is known as Wildfire NJ in the chat room. Anyways, so finally, later on, I get in touch with Vicky, and she tells me all these stories about Pedge that, you know what, I'm not going to go in details. Like, this is the beginning of my apology to Pedge, but right now, I'm not going to go into dirty details because I don't even know if they're true, okay? Now, this message that I had from Pedge Jameson, oh yeah, Pedge Jameson wrote to me, and he said something like, because lately I haven't been doing much live shows and barely releasing fucking podcasts, I'm sorry everybody, but Pedge said, how does it feel being number 200? You shouldn't have said that I'm a woman beater. I haven't forgotten that. Next time, try to be funny, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, now the funny part I don't even have to discuss, okay? BDO Radio has its style of humor. Some people love it and some people hate it. It's been like that since my fucking beginning, okay? Some people fucking love the humor and some people fucking hate the humor. There's nobody who says, this is not bad. No, it's like, ah! Or, fuck man, this sucks. Anyways, that's the way my humor goes. I have learned to deal with it, and that's it. Now, that's all I gotta say about the funny or not part. But the woman beater part, you know what? That was used as warfare in a moment where DEFCON Radio was sort of pointed towards me, and I had a great suspicion. I'm going to speak directly to Mr. Pedge Jameson here and say that I had a really bad feeling that you had pointed them in me direction. Yes, you had pointed them my way because they were basically totally giving you a hard time and making bad fun of you and shit like that. And you decided to point them my way. I don't know if this is true. This is my personal theory. And I don't even 100% believe in myself anymore. Because back in the time where DEFCON started bothering us, basically, they were still making fun of you at the same time. So, yeah. I used that as warfare because Vicky Wildfire NJ reported quite gruesome things about you that I would not like to discuss on the air. However, are they true? Are they not? You know what? This woman has seen other weird people in her life, and she talks about them like they don't come from this planet. So less and less do I believe this material, or not that I don't believe it, but I believe it may be amplified in some way. To add weight to what she's trying to say. Not necessarily that it's entirely untrue, but truth is a three-edged sword, and it's your side, their side, and the truth. It's just plain fucking questionable. And when I said those things, I was attacking DEFCON, and it was my little battle with DEFCON, and indeed, I was lashing out because I was really fucking pissed off that a fellow shoutcaster would actually fuck up someone else's show on Shoutcast when they're not even close by 100 to reach their audience. That's not cool, you know? And I've actually always somewhat respected fellow shoutcasters unless they actually tried to do harm to my show in some way. I always respected fellow shoutcasters. I've always helped them. People who wanted to be an affiliation on BDO sometimes would decide to start their own radio show. And actually, you know what? I don't care if I create a new competitor. I don't really think he's going to be competition. So I actually teach them how to use the Shoutcast software. I'm chill that way. I don't really want harm to DEFCON. The worst is I don't even want any harm to DEFCON Radio. And I gotta add to Mr. Pedge Jameson. Now at this point, saying that you're a woman beater doesn't even fucking count because it was said simply as retaliation because I thought you were in the middle of the goddamn plot. And I have right to do this because your name was in the story and I heard from Wildfire NJ that you did not like bong.dhs.org back in those days, and you said that we were, well, basically a bunch of stoners, which we were. Yes, you're right, but hey, you're allowed to not even fucking like us. But I thought that you were in the middle of that fucking ploy, and I was very unhappy because, and it wasn't my shows. My shows, I couldn't care less. It's actually nice when it starts, like, brawling in the chat room. I actually like it. But the problem was when the other hosts, the other affiliations tried to do their shows, they were bothered as well. And that's what really made me pissed off. That is what really sent me over the edge right there. I went like, fuck it, I'm gonna do that fake DEFCON ad that they're in a fucking the trailer trash with, which obviously doesn't make sense. I believe they're in DC. There's no trailer trash in DC. You gotta go south for that. Anyways, but point being, my final point, Mr. Pedge Jameson, as I was checking out your radio station and realizing that I had probably said it wrong when I said that you're a woman beater and everything, I was probably wrong to attack you, is when I checked out your radio station back when it didn't have much audience because it was getting blasted by DEFCON. And you know what? You put a lot of hard work in your station, And I believe that your network is excellent. I've always believed that checking out your websites, they're well done. You present your material well. You've got those listener pictures, things. You got your own ideas. I got my own ideas. DEFCON have their own ideas. Okay? And your material is actually quite radio-like, like professional. You know what I'm saying? And I do this for a hobby. I'm in a different league where, you know, I do like to have a lot of people on my station, but I'm not going to go and spend any money to build a larger network. I've already bought some mid-grade audio equipment. That's enough for me. I mean, I'm already busy working for a living and making quite lots of money. And I live with this money. I spend it and not on a radio network like you would. I'm sure you're spending on that because it sounds great and it's well made. And you might think that now I'm suddenly kissing your ass with all these comments. Well, fuck you if you think I'm kissing your ass, okay? What I'm telling you here is that you're talented at radio. I am doing radio for a pleasure. And we had a brush because of DEFCON Radio. And that's why these things were said. And I hope that we can drop this whole goddamn deal and that you can finally forget that I said that, because it's like, you know what? I could have said you own a pink car and like to fuck the shift stick, okay? You like to get fucked by the shift stick of your pink car. But I had heard through the grapevine that, well, things. So I said that. Anyways, so, because I don't want to elaborate on what I heard, because at this point it is extremely questionable, and I will not say publicly on the air what I heard, and probably not repeat these words. So that's it, man. You enjoy doing radio. I enjoy doing radio. I have left you the fuck alone since I realized that I might have made a mistake by actually attacking you directly. So, I really hope that you put this behind you as well. And that was a word to Petch Jameson. And this is probably the first time that I directly say the name DEFCON on my radio station. Because they actually brought a lot of people to us back in the day where they started making fun of us. That was cool, but what really sucked is the fact that my affiliations were having hard times doing shows. And, you know, I've always handled the crazy people in the chat room, but not my affiliations, and I was really pissed off about that. So, tried to defend them and give them a safe ground again for them to do shows on, and through the way, they were innocent shot, and Pedge Jameson, you are one of them. So, I wrap up this segment immediately. Let's go back to comedy. Let's make BDO Radio funny here. You're going to get that first improv-built skit through the game, Make an Advisory, called French Star Trek. I'll see you after the press conference, people. Thanks for listening. Keep on listening. Show number 19.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Do you have gas problems?
Oh no, not again!
Have these problems become out of control?
Oh baby, I love you.
I love you too, Roger!
I'm sorry, baby.
Well, get the ass plug today. The ass plug is a rubber plug designed by proctologists to hold off the gas until the end of your wonderful day.
Yo, wow, yo, with the ass plug, I can eat as many jalapenos I want in a day, and I don't fucking fart until the end, you know what I'm saying? So I can fucking go after all these hot chicks I want to get, you know?
The ass plug's state-of-the-art technology allows you to clear excess body gas at the end of the day by removing the ass plug from your rectum.
Thank you, ass plug.
Bartender, you get me another beer.
Oh, yes, sir, no problem. Hey, you look tired, had a rough day.
Why, yes, I drive a starship. I have a starship vessel.
I believe you. Certainly. Here's your beer.
Ah, very good, thank you. You believe me? If it's a starship, lots of people have problem believing. Then I tell them my story, where I tell my crew, full engine power, straight go, attack. You know, I can show you. My starship is on the roof of the building. I'm on a mission. It's a mission. It's very important. I must save my crew. Hang on a second. Yes, Enterprise. What do you want?
Captain Kirk, the vessel is losing fuel. We have a hole from that last attack we had, and we're losing fuel. We won't be able to take off.
Shit! Mais c'est le bout de la merde, sacrebleu, putain de merde! Tabernac! De putain de calice de merde! I do not know what to do. I will... Bartender, give me something stronger so I can forget that my ship cannot take off and I'm fucking stuck here. Crew, you will abandon ship and join me in the singles bar. There, we will enjoy alcohol and get drunk and forget about the crew and Enterprise. We must forget about Enterprise. Come on down.
Captain?
Yes, Spock! Finally, you came down! You're alive! Thank God!
Captain, I'm going to show you. Check it out, man. I took this honey bear, and I made a bong with him.
Why, yes! It is beautiful! Pass me this honey bear bong! What did you do this with?
Like I said, a jar that was shaped as a bear.
But how do you know? This is not the alien that shot at us and shot Enterprise down! My God, Spock! You could have a bit of control. You're supposed to understand logic.
Oh my God, no. I think it was the alien. I'm having seizures.
Spock! Spock! No! No! Spock! Damn you! Live! Live, Spock! Here, Bones, hold my bong while I revive Spock.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a stoner.
Please, Bones, shut up and do it. I can do it. I tell you, I can do it.
Why, Captain, I'm okay. I just passed out and now I'm... I'm just vomiting. It's okay, man.
My God, Spock, I thought you were dead. Oh, shit, what's that sound? Bartender, what's that sound?
That appears to be the police, sir.
Fuck, Spock, run, run, the police is here.
Why should we run?
Because you know we stole Enterprise, it's not even ours, man. We have to run to the top of the building to jump down with parachutes.
Okay, let's go.
Quick, run, run. Oh, here we are. Oh, by the way, Spock, I have to tell you, I put all your vomit in the bag. I'm going to eat delicious soup when we get to another ship. I have to take the transmitter from Enterprise, which is right here, before we jump down this roof. Put on your parachute. Okay, take the unit.
Okay, I have it, Captain. Let's jump down.
Quick, Spock, do you have your plasma cannon?
Why, yes.
Shoot the cops. The building. We did so good to use parachutes. We evaded them perfectly. We evade police. Run, run, quick!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SKBABDO press conference. The association founder, Budweiser, is about to walk in here, and here's how things will go. First off, Mr. Weiser will address everyone in here and then proceed to take some questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Weiser, founder of Support Kitten Boiling Association by BDO.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to this press conference. Now, before I go to taking questions from the press, I will address everyone in here as the association that I have founded may cause a lot of controversy, and I would like to clarify some of the points here. So I'm going to make a formal address before questions are taken. And... Well, first of all, I'd like to say that this is an issue that shouldn't have been addressed a long time ago, and people have only been noticing lately kittens are a problem in our society. Now, while kittens may seem cute and cuddly to most, they grow into dangerous gang-forming crooks such as pimps, capos, and thugs that pimp our virgins, soil our streets, steal our money, con our system, and eliminate freedom. And this is something that we must address. Kittens today can come in your house and just steal your 12-year-old daughter and just pimp the hell out of her and make thousands and thousands of dollars. And I mean, these guys are not even human, and they are taking from our revenue. I mean, I'd rather have in my neighborhood a human pimp than a feline pimp pimping out some virgins, you know? And this definitely must be addressed. There are other things. I mean, reports of kittens coming out they break into the house and they just walk out with the television carrying it. And everybody, every single witness refuse to actually report this because they find the feline so cute. And they simply can't take action. And you know what? I think it's time for people to open their eyes and realize that, that kittens can be a serious problem in the future. Now, every one of you in here must have tried lobster in their lives, unless you guys are allergic to seafood. And it's basically preparing a kitten is done pretty much in the same way. So there's nothing that really alien to us about preparing kittens by boiling them, other than the fact that they're not lobsters, they're kittens. I mean, you grab them by the hind legs, you grab a lobster by the tail, you're gonna grab the kitten by the hind legs and just drop in that boiling water and let him cook, and it's just that simple. I mean, we've been labeled so far as like animal cruelty supporters and so forth. No, I would never harm animals. Kittens are exiting the zone of animals. Anyways, and it's important for our future generations so that the cats do not manage to take over a lot of what we have today in terms of freedom, law, system, society. I personally think we are already in danger and that we must take action. And this is why I started the SKBA BDO, the SKBA BDO, shortly known as SKBA BDO. I thought it would be a catchy alternative. Anyways, now I guess we're going to proceed to the Q&A. MC, you may address the crowd.
Okay, now we will proceed to taking questions from Mr. Wiza. Please raise your hands and I will point out who gets to ask the next question. You.
Hello, Mr. Wiza. John Stashminder from XYZ Television. Many people have said that your organization supports cruelty towards animals. Is this true?
No, it is not. This is absolutely not well seen. The people that are saying that I am being cruel towards animals with this organization are people who still believe that our cause is wrong and that we're being cruel towards animals. Kittens know what they're doing. This is the problem that we have to address here. Kittens are not innocent. They know exactly what they're going to do. Money is going to come out of your wallet in the future because of that kitten you did not boil. Okay? So I would like to address the entire population here. There's cameras, there's microphones, and everybody should be able to hear me now when I say this is not a joke. It's a serious issue. The kittens could rob your corner store, pimp out your own daughter. By the time she's 13, she's at risk. And if you own a kitten and she's 13, you're in deep crap. Anyways, so I'm gonna take somebody else.
You, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Wiza, Alan Jim from HTV. Do you not think that kids could be seriously troubled by hearing or seeing your theory at work? I mean, won't they become little animal murderers?
Again, you people are making these links between animal cruelty and the SKBA BDO, which They are totally apart. The kittens are not as innocent as all the other animals that cannot necessarily be so conscious about everything. Kittens, I mean, I have a picture of kittens playing f***ing poker. You can't come and tell me that kittens playing poker will not understand the rest. Okay, they know they can die, and they know they can make money, and they know they can pimp out your daughter by the time she turns 13. Okay? Now, the kids, do we want to raise them innocently, or do we want them to realize that kittens are actually an issue, and they're very dangerous to have them in our society? By seeing my theory at work, maybe we'll carry this on to other generations and be safe from the kitten invasion. Next question.
You in the fourth, right there, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, Mr. Wise, I'd like to say I think your organization is brilliant, yeah?
Why, thank you.
And second off, my name is Ricardo Gonzalez from SXBC, and I'd like to ask, how does it feel to be the first to make this kitten threat public, yeah?
I would like to say it's an honor, as many people have noticed that it's an issue just by the apparition of this organization. But I'm a little upset, to be honest, to be the first. I should be like the 100th leader of some foundation over this. I'm really upset at the pace this has taken. I mean, now that things are in motion, we'll probably be safe. But had no one else stepped up and done this, I believe that in 10 years from now, we would be in serious danger. And I'm a little shaken up, honestly, by all this. Nothing more than shaken up. I don't feel any heroism coming out of me. I feel that this had to be done, honestly, and that it's a little overdue. So I'm a little shaken up over this. Next question.
Okay, one and last one from this individual right here.
My name is Alfreda Dunghole from the PETA.
Sorry, I'm not taking questions from you lunatics.
What?
This press conference is now over. Budweiser has left the room. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, yeah, so you just heard my press conference about the Skaba BDO. Go check out the Skaba BDO. If you want, join it. Type in your web browser groups.myspace.com/boilkittens. Oh, yeah. And that's the shit. You're going to be able to join Das Group right there. And see that shit, join that shit. No one say down the street, you join that shit. Anyway. So, Wow. Holy crap. I apologize for the spontaneousness of that burp. Yeah, I apologize for that, as it came out of nowhere, but I'm probably gonna keep that one. That one's definitely a keeper for vomit scenes in the future. Oh, yeah. Anyways, so what was I saying? I was about to talk about the two first skits of this show. You've already heard one. This is something I should have said in the first segment, forgot to say. This was done during a live show on which I was on shrooms. Yeah, they were done shroomed, directed by the audience, so it added a lot of spice, you know, a lot of spicy spice to that shit, you know what I'm saying? And, well, basically, the second one that you're going to hear right after I'm done talking, right after the song after I'm done talking, it's going to be another fucked up, really out there, you know what I'm saying, skit done that way, and I was on shrooms. And both skits were done on the same show, because chatters were so much into it, I really got into it as well, and decided to do two of them. Anyways, the scenario that came up for the other one was overly happy slaughterhouse worker chugging gasoline in a nightclub, and basically I sort of carried that out, and yeah, that's the beer, people, okay? That's the beer, but that one's not going to be a keeper. The first one, though, was beautiful. Oh, yeah. Anyways, so... Yeah, time for a song. And now, the song I'm going to play on today's show, finally another one composed by yours truly. So, no copyright issues on the song I'm playing. This one is called Thoughtful. I just threw out the name of the song after composing it because it's like, I don't know, it's not a good thoughtful. It's like a bad thoughtful. It's like a... what kind of thoughtful would it be? You know, the kind of like thoughtful, like, I don't know, you lost a lot of money, you gambled too much, and you lost everything, and you're gonna have to sell your favorite fucking television set to pay the money back, and you're really pissed off about that, and you're in a thoughtful mood. That's what the song feels like, really. I threw the name out after I composed it. So, the song was made on keyboards and with my electronic drum kit, which, by the way, at the time I'm recording this show, I'm going to say the date right now. It is May 6th, Sunday, May 6th, year 2007. This drum kit is no longer in my apartment. I am actually lending it to somebody for a trial so they can buy it. This the reason being that, you know, I don't play much on it anymore because of the neighbor downstairs that bothers me with complaints every time I try to play it because of the kick pad that knocks on the floor and makes him hear directly the thud. And that's really unfortunate. So I'm selling this unit, and I am thinking of getting the acoustic drum kit in here, since I used to put the amplifier on the drum kit real loud to play, and the neighbors around me are probably used to it at this point, and rarely will I play on it, but at least when I play, it's going to be an acoustic drum kit, and I'm still going to be able to record stuff off of it and everything, so that's really the good part. But the electronic drum kit's on its way out of here. Anyways, I gotta keep elaborating on what I was talking about. It was made on the electronic drum kit, and I played all the rest on the keyboard, and it came up a pretty interesting song. I may one day use it on BDO television, so check it out. This is me who made the song called Thoughtful. And that's the break, people. I'll see you in the final talk segment of the show.
VideoRadio.com.
some fucked up shit, man.
Do you want some good soup? Well, I'll give you some good soup to get. It's called Campbell's Chunky Soup. Oh, there you go, right there. You see how chunky that is? And it's nutritious. You get all my protein in there.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Check it out. I'm really happy tonight. This is a great night, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's good.
Hey, baby, look at this. Look at this. Look at what I do. Hey, I'm a slaughterhouse worker. Look what I'm doing tonight to get drunk.
Hey, isn't that gasoline?
Yes, it is.
You're absolutely crazy. Get away from me.
No, baby. I'm happiness. I'm so fucking happy. You gotta check it out. Oh, look, blood. I vomited blood. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. What a party. Hey, you. Hey, you, baby there. You wanna hang out and stuff and drink some of this, you know? This is the best drink in the place. It's called gasoline.
Well, okay. I'll do it.
Hey, you sound kind of like a dude. Are you a dude?
No.
I'm gonna go see someone else, okay? Chicks usually refuse gasoline, you know? I'm gonna go see someone else right now. Hey, you wanna check gasoline with me?
Dude, man, I'm trying to smoke this joint alone and not get caught in the club, man. Get away from me.
Dude, man, try some gasoline instead, man. Dude, man, I work in a slaughterhouse, man. I kill cows for a living and I don't get arrested for it. You're not getting arrested for smoking a joint in a fucking club, man. Look, man, I'm gonna light myself on fire.
Put him up, quick!
Okay, I'm good. I'm only burned to the 0.25th degree. I'm good, I'm okay. Yo, man, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're all soaked in gasoline. You look slightly burnt, man. Yeah, man, I'm burnt, man. I'm just chugging gasoline after, you know. Dude, man, my job's shit, man. I slaughter cows, man. I gotta chug and go to clubs, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, just to wear off from all this shit, man. Yo, man, you know what I'm going to do to you, you fuck, man. I'm going to fucking, you know, check it out. No! He just put me out!
Put him up!
Okay. I'm only burned to the 0.55th degree. Fuck you, Monglet. Get out of here. Yo, man, yo, what? No, I'm gonna kill that guy, man. He owes me money, man. What the fuck, man? No, man, no one escort me out, man. Come on, man. Man, dude, that guy wanted to kill me, man. That was really bad, dude. Whoa, I'm slightly burned here. I do owe him money. I owe him like $2,000, but dude, I don't have any money. I work in a slaughter fucking house, and I spend all my money on going to clubs, man, because this is like, hey, baby, you want some gasoline? You want some gasoline? I ain't got no more gasoline, man. I gotta go to the fuel station.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
I return. Welcome back, people. Hello, I'm your host, Budweiser. And show number 19 in the final talk segment. Don't forget, this is the final talk segment, but not the final piece of the show. There is a skit at the end of the show that you want to hear. Yeah, that skit's a little different from the two others, as it was not made with the same technique, and was also made today, and it's called The Lawnmower Man, and it's probably gonna crack you up a good deal. I mean, it's not the kind of skit that's gonna make you piss your pants, but it's the kind of skit that's bound to make you laugh quite a few times. Anyways, so I'm gonna go on with the talk segment, you know what I'm saying? Now, I covered the Pedge Jameson issue in the first segment, so I can leave that aside. But a few notes that I want to say. By the way, I mentioned like the DEFCON radio network several times, and I forgot to mention Pedge Jameson's network. It's called the Social Crime Radio Network. Might want to check that out if you ever have the time, and then come back to us, BDO loyals. you tell me what you think of that radio channel, and you're probably gonna say, well, it's all right. I mean, it sounds like radio, and that's what it's designed to be. Anyways, BDO Radio's designed to sound like radio run by crazy people. Oh, yeah! You know what I'm saying? That's down the shit, no saying. That's crazy shit, no saying. Fucking shit. So that's the big gap. That's the big dividerificator between us. No saying. Anyways, so, in the BDO news, this is really important. Gotta bring you this information. I have spoken with Nick Montoya today. He is still alive. Oh, yes, this is good to hear. Mr. Montoya is doing great in BC. You know what I'm saying? And now, what I'm trying to do is know when he is going to come back to Montreal, either permanently or only temporarily. And I have gotten in the information that he could only make it here in Christmas time, like we're talking next fucking Christmas. That's too late. I kept repeating the fact that I have 2 ounces of mushrooms in my fucking drawer, ready to be eaten, and he really is a tremendous person to have around while on shrooms if he's not drinking hard liquor, and God, am I gonna highlight that factor to him. Anyways, so, we spoke, and he says, well, I'd need money to fucking come down there and shit. I have money for one way, but I don't have for the other. Anyways, so I proposed to him a financial agreement that we could have. So I'm looking into this, really. I've actually got a deal in mind for him that might actually work out. But that means he's going to have to pay his arrival here. I will pay his return back in BC. And in the meantime, it's going to be back like 2004. He's going to live here, not for 2 months, but for 2 weeks. Now, this is a really theoretical plan so far. Nothing official has been established, but it would be really interesting. I made a joke to Nick Montoya. Right now, because the drum kit is gone, I got an area to put his bed on that's not going to be interfered with. And that is not under a table. But I told him over the phone, you know what? You know we're going to have to put the table back there just for the sake of old times. Just so that it's just back like in the good old days where you were living under a table. Which we made fun of on one of the best skits we ever did that wound up on our first CD, which was by now the best-selling one, sold around 60 copies. Given our scale and the way we barely even advertised except on our own radio channel, that's pretty fucking good, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so that CD sold pretty well, and a lot of people came back to us talking about the Jehovah's Witness track, in which we mention a guy living under a table, and that's because while Nick Montoya was doing the role of that guy, he was actually on his mattress that was under a table. And everybody started going, dude, why do you live under a table? During the skit. Now, it was a joke, but it was also physically inspired by the fact that Nick Montoya at the moment was under a table. Anyways, so I said, dude, if you come back here, we have to get you back under a table. That's the way you lived, man. That's the way it's gotta be done. He's gonna probably find the crickets that evaded last time I tried to feed my spider the other day, and 2 crickets fucking evaded! Fuck, man, I fucking hate crickets. Now, the luck is that one night I'm gonna start hearing tweeting out of a corner of my room and go and squash the little fuckers. But, it's just, I hate the fact that there are 2 crickets on the loose here. I really hope it's not a male and a female. If that's the case, we're talking infestation. I've already had the fruit flies. I don't want to deal with crickets. Fruit flies, at least they don't smell. Crickets stink. It's disgusting. I do not want crickets to invade my place. They're annoying. They make tweeting sounds. They're retarded. They cannibalize. For fuck's sake, they're such disgusting little fucking beings. I think I'm gonna stick to worms now to feed my fucking spider. If I drop a worm, I can easily pick up that worm and put it back in the tank. You know what I'm saying? Worms are disgusting. However, they're much easier to handle. Like, I can have them in my hands and not feel as... Well, actually, mealworms are another story. There's something like the soft worms. Those I hold in my hand and I just throw in the tank, and they'll just wiggle around in the soil until the spider goes... Worm detected. Must dig. There is nothing cooler than seeing a tarantula dig for its food. The first time I got mealworms, I go to the fucking pet shop, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have a dozen crickets. And the guy's like, I'm sorry, we're out of crickets. They sort of all died. So I'm like, fuck. You know, well, they probably had like 8 crickets left, and we got 8 left, and most of them are probably gonna die. You know, that's like the weakest of the bunch. So, he's like, yeah, but I got mealworms. Mealworms. Hand me some of those. So the guy basically takes a bag and puts 6 mealworms inside the bag. So I got this air-filled bag that's sealed with 6 wiggling worms that are about 3 inches long each and about 1/4 inch in diameter. Wiggling around in a bag, and they look gooey, but they're not gooey. It's just because they got scales, and those scales are shiny, and it looks like they're like all slimy. Anyways, so I bring these home, and I'm like, yeah, now this is probably gonna be a good battle to watch. You know, these worms look like ground dwelling worms. They look like they walk, you know. So I drop the worms into the tank, and I'm looking at the spider, and I'm like, go, spider, go! And the spider's name is Mantrid, like the character in the science fiction show called Lex, L-E-X-X. Go check that out if you don't know it. And these worms, basically, by the time I look back in the direction of the worms, I see them entering the soil of the tank. And I'm like, shit. Now what is the spider going to do? How the fuck is it gonna know where the worms are? You know, I'm like, fuck, I just wasted 6 worms. I got screwed here. Turns out that my ground-dwelling Chilean rose spider is an expert at the matter. This was beautiful to watch. I should have videotaped it, I know. I probably will do it one day. I'll just fucking leave the camera there and put mealworms in there. But it is just beautiful to watch. The spider. Half an hour later, I caught it. Now, this was such a cool position. My spider looked like a fucking digging robot. Its 4 hind legs were placed in a way to make a sort of jack to lift its rear end and point down, while its 4 front legs were digging at a rapid pace. It was really fast. It was like, brrr, brrr, and the soil of the tank was just flying all over the place, and I saw it actually snatch a worm out of the soil and rip it out of the soil and just eat it. And it had the worm in its mouth with both ends of the worm trying to wiggle out, obviously unsuccessfully, as the fangs went right through it. And eventually you see the worm slow down and just stop wiggling. And the spider killed it. And the spider would eat that worm and then begin digging again. And it was just fucking beautiful to watch, man. The spider was just going at it. It was like a worm detector. The worms were nowhere to be seen, and suddenly the spider would just run to a place and start digging, like it heard it or something. I have no idea how it does it, but it seems like it's designed to do this. It is its role in life to dig for fucking worms. God damn it, that is so cool. Anyways, So happy to have that pet. Anyways, but the crickets are still cooler to feed because the mealworms look so like... They look like little feisty bastards. They want to keep swimming in the soil while the spider's trying to pull them out. But the crickets, they're fucking retarded. That's what's fun about them. They run towards the spider. They're like, eek, danger! This large object might protect me! You know, anyways, I don't know. The crickets are just funny. They're like, just like, must search, find food, must search, find... You know, and they just get killed by the spider. Anyways, the crickets are just so much more fun to see get killed because they jump. When they realize they're under attack, they jump, and the spider sometimes misses them. And then they just stand, then the spider just stands there and stares at the cricket, which has made it quite far with a jump, and goes like, you little fucking, I'm gonna get you. And then it starts crawling real slow towards the cricket until the cricket starts strolling around. It doesn't jump, it tries to make itself unnoticed. So it strolls away. And then the spider gets closer, because even just by crawling towards the object, the spider is much faster than the cricket. And the cricket tries to discreetly make it away. And eventually the spider is close enough and just makes its move! And the cricket is done. You know? Anyways, it's gonna molt soon, by the way. That's another thing I haven't seen in a while. In fact, I gotta keep an eye on the tank. It's moved again. The spider barely ever moves unless it's being fed. Right now there is food in its tank that it hasn't eaten. I hope it manages to do it because I power feed the spider and I try to not do it too often. And the spider now seems to be in a state where it hasn't decided to molt yet, so it's still eating food very slowly. But however, it will, after this feeding, probably start setting up a web to molt on. And this is going to be a process I'm going to want to keep an eye on, as it's going to be pretty damn cool. So, I'm going to report that on BDO Radio. So that was declared to be our mascot. Yes, Mantrid the Spider. In fact, our radio icon should be changed from that bulldog to that spider. In fact, I'm even starting to thinking of changing the name for BDO Radio. And when people ask what BDO stands for, I'm going to say BDO Radio. It won't stand for anything anymore. It's just going to be our name. BDO Radio. Yeah, that's the shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the bulldog. Fuck all that bullshit. BDO Radio. That's all. You know? That's... I decided to go with the name. I kind of like it. It rolls off the tongue. You know? It's good shit. Anyway, so people, my talk segment is about to be completed, like, about right now. And that doesn't quite wrap up show number 19, recorded on May 6th, Sunday, May 6th, year 2007. I'm going to move on right now with a skit. And it's going to be the final skit of the show, and I just drank some Miller Genuine Draft again, so... Oh, yeah! That's the shit. So, wrapping up my talk segment. Enjoy the skit, people! I am done for show number 19. But the show is not over. Don't forget the skit. See ya.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Albert the Retard, who is a singer in a rock band, for an interview.
Hey, Bob, Albert couldn't make it, man.
What are you saying?
Albert couldn't make it, man. His retard bus got stuck in traffic, and he's gonna be way too late, man.
Okay, well, I guess I gotta improvise this. I'm going to impersonate Albert the Retard in this interview. Hello, Albert the Retard, how are you doing? That's fantastic, Albert. Now, Albert, how is it singing in a rock and roll band? That That's really fascinating. And what are your plans for the future? Excellent. And I'd like to thank you for being on our show today, Albert. And I hope to have you another time. And that's all the time we have. Thank you, everyone.
Hello, sir. I'm here to offer my lawn mowing services today. May I cut your grass?
It has been a while since I've done this.
So what do you say?
Why not? Sure, go ahead. Mow my lawn. Look, around the house there, here, and over there, too.
No, man! You don't get it, do you?
What?
I mean cut your grass, man, not cut your grass.
What? Those two things are the same thing.
No, man, I mean your indoor grass.
Oh, the indoor grass. How about you forget about that grass?
Man, no, man. Come on, man. Let me cut your grass, man. I'll only charge 30% of what I cut.
Look, here's a good deal.
What?
You cut my grass, and I'll pay you in grass.
Deal. You mean I go in there and cut the...
No. I mean cut the grass, this grass.
You mean the grass outdoors?
Yes. The lawn. The outside grass.
And for this, I get the other grass.
Let's make this clear. If you cut my outside grass, I'll give you grass from the inside.
You'll pay me with indoor grass to cut your outdoor grass?
Yes, and by grass, I mean my lawn. And by lawn, I mean mowing.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Just making sure.
Okay, man, give me half an hour. I'll go buy a lawnmower. I'll be back. Oh, by the way, what kind of grass is it?
This is bluegrass.
No, the other grass.
Which grass? Oh, the grass.
Yeah, that grass.
Oh, it's Grass City Grass.
Grass City Grass? Nice.
Yeah, Grass City Grass is nice. Now go mow the grass.
Sure, grass. I mean, sir.